Photographer Chris Killip thinks a lot about how time influences a photograph and its meaning.
I was in the darkroom on that day when Mrs. Thatcher came on the radio and said, "I have to announce that the hunger striker, Bobby Sands, is dead." That's all she said. And I wanted to do something.
A member of the Irish Republican Army, or IRA, Bobby Sands was held in the notorious Northern Irish prison, commonly referred to as the Maze. While imprisoned, he led other IRA members on a hunger strike, refusing food to protest their treatment as criminals rather than political prisoners. After fasting for 66 days, Sands was the first to die in the 1981 Irish hunger strike.
I left the darkroom, and I knew this graffiti was on this wall and this housing project in North Shields. So I drove over to the housing project. I took about 3 or 4 exposures, and this is the one that I used.
But Killip chose not to include this image in the first printing of In Flagrante in 1988.
I thought it was too much, the awfulness of the graffiti. Greedy Irish pig. I felt it was just too negative, too nihilistic, too bleak at the time.
Decades later, Killip changed his mind.
When I looked at it again, I thought, now it's just part of history, and it also illustrates quite clearly the extent of religious prejudice that's on this estate.
The image also chronicles the social upheaval of the time.
If you look more carefully at the photograph, you can see that some apartments have got fire damage. People are burning themselves out in order to be rehoused. And then if you look a little more, you'll see there's washing hanging on a line. So other people are trying to just live their daily and ordinary lives.